And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 10th of February, 2015. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary McGarry Morris, born in Meriden, Connecticut, 1943, author of Songs in Ordinary Time, the playwright and poet Bertolt Brecht, born in Augsburg, Germany, 1898. Bertolt Brecht, a Marxist who regarded his plays as social experiments, did not want the audience to become emotionally involved with the story, rather to acknowledge the stage as a stage and the actors as actors and not as real people. With Hitler's rise to power in 1933, Brecht left Germany, moved to Denmark, then Sweden, Finland, journeyed across Russia, settled in Hollywood in 1941, as in Germany his books were burned and his citizenship was withdrawn. And it's the birthday of the Norwegian journalist Astrid Sejersted, born in Oslo, 1970, best known for The Bookseller of Kabul, which came out in 2003, was a big bestseller. Astrid Sejersted, who after college in Norway went to China to study Chinese, to Berlin to learn German, Moscow to work for a news agency, Belgrade to live in an artist's colony, also lived in Mexico, France, Italy. She became fluent in five languages and okay, as she puts it, in four more. She pretended to be a journalist so that she could interview an opposition leader in Russia in the early 90s, and then decided to become a journalist. She covered Russia's war on Chechnya, and after 9/11, she spent weeks in rural parts of Afghanistan with the commandos of the Northern Alliance, traveling in military vehicles, sleeping on stone floors and in mud huts. She rode into Kabul with the Northern Alliance in November 2001 and found a bookstore, a place owned by an elegant, gray-haired Afghan man, well-educated, who loved to talk about politics and writing. The man was passionate about books. He'd hid them from the Taliban. He'd gone to prison. He invited her to a meal with his family, and she decided to write a book about them. She lived with them for 3 months, and the book she wrote, The Bookseller of Kabul, was a huge success, except with the bookseller himself, who was not happy about the way he'd been portrayed, and he flew to Norway to denounce her and wrote his own book called Once Upon a Time, There Was a Bookseller in Kabul, about how a Norwegian troll visits Afghanistan and abuses his family's hospitality. Here's a poem for today by Ramon Montaigne, In Disgrace. Life is absurd. A man can count on that. After the great triumph, you're left standing alone, standing on the corner, holding your hat, trying to call a friend on your cell phone. Men my age are arrested for public exposure who only needed to take a leak in the bushes. They didn't run through the park with no clothes or flash anyone. Life is like that. Some parts precious, moments of glory, and then the need for urination, then a disgrace in men's eyes and crying bootlessly. Here I am, a man of a certain reputation, but your love, darling, is worth all of that to me. Were I an outlaw, branded far and wide, no good, you'd love me just the same, I know you would. A sonnet by Ramon Montaigne, In Disgrace, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by Grove Press, publishers of The Big Seven by Jim Harrison, the story of a hapless detective up against a family of outlaws and his struggle to come to grips with the seven deadly sins in bookstores everywhere. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.